The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And welcome again to an awesome, awesome, awesome Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Accountability Radio Show. Good morning. My name is Ann McMillan. I am the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives through masterminding. And today we have an awesome guest, Willie A. Price, discussing and sharing with us his experience with the chapter of specialized knowledge from the book Think and Grow Rich. Many of you may remember the fact that Think and Grow Rich has impacted millions of lives throughout the world. Andrew Carnegie gave Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, a challenge and asked him if he would do the research on the wealthiest people and the most successful people during his day to find out why is it that some people are successful while some are not. Well, specialized knowledge is one of the reasons. There are two kinds of knowledge, according to Hill. One is general, the other is specialized. General knowledge, as we know, no matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in the accumulation of money. The faculties of the great universities possess in an aggregate amount a lot of knowledge and a lot of information. But when you think about your specialized knowledge and how it has impacted you or general knowledge, think and grow rich as we start this show off with Willie Price. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Willie Price. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be here. I'm doing well.
Great. Well, Willie Price is a graduate from the University at Buffalo with a BA degree in mental health, and he's also a certified and licensed inspector. Willie, you talked about the impact that this chapter is having. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about who is Willie Price and how did you come to this point as it relates to being introduced to this awesome book? Can you share a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Willie A. Price, and I go by my name. I created this brand name of Willie A. Price Speak, and what I found is that as I was graduating from the University of Buffalo and growing up in the city of Buffalo, just wanting to stay local and start a business or do something that I thought that would help me to do better in Buffalo, I got the degree in mental health and realized that that wasn't really what I wanted to focus on. So I started getting into real estate, which was something that was introduced to me when I was a young child. And I found myself applying my mental health degree in that field of real estate. And as a result of that, I started getting calls from people because I would train. I started doing trainings and workshops and all these different things, but I was just all over the place with a lot of it. And I found that as I started to develop my business, people would call me to do different things and different services, and I began to just expand on my business. And that was how I ended up hearing about the National Speakers Association and then getting involved in the group, and they introduced me to the Mastermind group. And then that's how I was introduced into the Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. But what the funny thing was about it, when they brought up the book, I had already been given the book like 10 years prior. And that was
wow.
the funny thing about it. I had the book in my bookcase, and someone had given it to me 10 years prior telling me that I needed to read the book. And I opened it, read like the foreword and, you know, the introduction, and never got any further with it. Never really saw a reason.
Exactly. No
never
real
saw
reason,
to
go deep.
Right.
Deeper.
To get into the book. And so when we got into the mastermind and they introduced me to the book, I had the book. So I pulled the book out and I keep the book on my desk now. But as I started to read it, I started to realize 10 years ago, someone saw that I needed this book, but I didn't see that I needed it. So I could have been 10 years ahead when I joined the mastermind group. I could have been 10 years ahead in my business. I could have been 10 years ahead in creating the wealth that I'm trying to create now, you know, and the opportunities. So I thought it was really, you know, that's how it really hit home for me, that someone saw 10 years ago that this book would have been beneficial to me. So it really allowed me to focus when I got into the mastermind group and take advantage of the information and just reading the book. And like I said, I went on to be a part of the mastermind group 4 times. We did, you know, 4 different times that I've been a part of.
Right. And for those listeners that's wondering what he's referencing, the National Speakers Association has a community group called Black NSA, which are blacks within the National Speakers Association that come together to help support each other as speakers. And inside of that group, we have created a mastermind group called the Million Dollar Mastermind. Right, right. And we use the Think and Grow Rich book as a foundation and as a glue that connects us and helps us to focus on that which is most important as we specialize in our niche and as our craft as speakers and authors, trainers, etc. And Willie Price is one of those individuals that saw an opportunity to grow his business, grow his life and his financial wealth through being a part of the mastermind group and growing. So, Willie, now we talked earlier about the book that Have 'Em Alone has, which also enhances what you do. Can you share with our audience a little about your training with young people and the type of neighborhoods that you work in and how this book is impacting the youth? And we'll also introduce Havila's book.
Yeah. Well, I went on with what I was doing in my training, the workshops, and what I found is that I had a desire, and I call it a desire, because what I was doing was real estate. Everything was real estate topics and things like that. But what I found is that I had a desire to work with young people to help them to understand what their strengths and weaknesses and their abilities were and what the potential they had to create better opportunities for themselves. And I started doing these workshops with them. And under the workshops that I was doing, I came up with this concept or this title, The Power of You, understanding what you're helping them to understand and their personal strengths and as they develop their roadmaps to financial success. And what I did was I started using the concepts from or the principles from the Think and Grow Rich book and using that as I applied it to these young people, helping them to understand what their strengths were. And now I'm doing a program.
I was just going to ask, how effective and successful has that become?
It's been very successful. It has been very successful. I started this out several years ago, and I was doing a program up in Niagara Falls. That's where I first started. I saw such a disconnect with the students in the city of Niagara Falls where I had moved to. And I started doing the program with there, and it went on for 3 years. I ended up getting a contract to work with the students in the city of Niagara Falls in the Niagara Falls High School for 3 years. And then that the word got out about the program, and then it expanded into the city of Buffalo, where right now I'm working with 4 schools this year, and recently picked up a contract with a summer youth program. This is the students I'm working with right now. I have 30 students that I'm working with for the summer for 8 weeks and teaching them the power of you. And the power of you not only goes into, like I said, creating wealth, it also talks about just helping them to understand themselves and their inner strengths, you know, how having them use their imagination to be able to create opportunities for themselves by finding things that they enjoy doing and how to come up and create. I try to give them at least 2 to 3 or 4 ways that things that they enjoy doing, how they can use those to create businesses and opportunities for wealth, how to create businesses and generate revenue from the things that they enjoy doing. And so with Havilah's book, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just going to bridge that to Havilah's book and how she has used a specialized knowledge, just like yourself, in honing in the impact of these principles in a specialized way, we go again, to young people.
Young people, and that's what, with her book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill, which is by Havilah Malone, I met with her, as a matter of fact, this week at the NSA conference, and remember, she had the book, and it gears the principles in a way that it addresses young people. And so I picked up a copy of her book, actually 2 copies of her book, one for myself, and I'm going to give one to one of the students at the end of the 8 weeks. One of the students that I think, you know, that I'm going to find which one excels, that I think would really benefit, I'm going to give the book to that person. But with her book, it really focuses on how to address young people with the principles.
Exactly.
That's going to really help me in my work.
Yeah, now I think we want to make sure that the listeners, all of our friends and listeners, understand that when you talk about specialized knowledge, the book shares with us that the missing link, this is the missing link in all systems of education today. When you think about the fact that it applies to all ages, not just to individuals who may be over 50 or over 60 that may just be coming into an area of enlightenment, if you will. And when you think about how the fact that knowledge will not attract money, and oftentimes we think that maybe if we knew more, we would make more money. But that knowledge must be exactly. It's got to be organized in an intelligent and directed way with specific plans, and then we have to have action for a definite end. And that's exactly what you're doing, Willie. You've created some plans that now have created actions, and you will always focus in a direct area because you're focusing on youth. You're not all over the place training everybody and really training nobody, but it is obvious that the more you do this, the more effective it becomes. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back. We're talking with Willie A. Price, and he's a celebrated self-published author who believes that an individual can determine their own destiny and success when they understand who they are and trust in their strengths and in their weaknesses. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Willie A. Price.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we are back. And this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses using the mastermind concept from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And right before the break, we were sharing a little about Willie A. Price, our guest today on our show, and the fact that he's using his specialized knowledge in working with young people in helping them to understand the power of you. We also talked about Havel Malone's book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver Hill. Welcome back to the show, Willie. Now, as we were talking about the book, is there any particular section of this chapter on specialized knowledge you'd like to share with our guests?
Let me get back to my page here.
Your favorite. Now, while he's doing that, we talked earlier about how a particular person in the book who was working for a company that was laid off, and he ended up using his special. Okay, well, you go ahead and share it then.
That's the one I was talking about. There's a gentleman who he worked in a grocery store, and he lost his job. And because he had a specialized knowledge, he had a specialized knowledge in bookkeeping. And he went back and expanded that business of bookkeeping and went back to his old employer and became very wealthy in providing a service that he knew that employer needed and expanded to other businesses. And it really made me think of me and my business. I had a degree in mental health, and I ended up losing my job in mental health and taking my specialized knowledge that I had in mental health and expanding that into the real estate world, where I started a property management company and working with tenants and helping, using that skill that I had from the mental health background, how to deal with people with mental disabilities, and using that with tenants, how to address issues that were going on with my tenants. And what I found is that expanded into what I'm doing now, because that mental health background allows you to deal with so many different personalities. And when you deal with different personalities and with the power of you, which is the concept that I use, you're trying to find that person's personality, that person's strength, and how can you use that person's strength to help them become better at what they're trying to do, or help them understand what they're better at doing. Because a lot of times we find people will get into a job paying the bills, they'll stay in that job even though they're dissatisfied with it. But when you show them what their strengths and what their potential is, and how they can actually generate or create wealth from something that they enjoy doing, something that is just a natural, that they're natural at it, and that becomes their specialized knowledge because it's something that they're so good at, they just keep expanding on it. And that's what I found that specialized knowledge is that it's something that you're good at, that you can do it anytime, and you create a business from it. And I tell people, it's not work when you enjoy what you do.
Absolutely.
And when you enjoy it, like I said, I enjoy working with young people. So I can get up in the morning and work with young people. I can get up in the evening and work with young people. I can do these things and helping them to understand their strengths and their weaknesses, because I see the long-range outcome of doing that with them, helping them to understand things that they do every day, didn't realize that is their avenue or their roadmap to becoming successful with their own business or with their own opportunities or growing in a job that they may be working, because they may have the potential or the inner strength or a specialized knowledge as they have it here, to do something that's going to take them above and help them to stand out in that position.
Absolutely. And what you're sharing with us, even at our age, regardless of what age you are, if we look within inside ourselves and focus, narrow focus our craft in a particular industry. And when you talk about a particular industry, who is your target market, or what's your particular industry that you focus on with your specialized knowledge?
My target market is education, and I use education for the youth. That's become my target market. Like I said, I started out in this real estate field, working, trying to do trainings with the adults. But what I enjoy, and like I said, when you love what you do, it's easier to do. I love working with the youth, and I found that working in education, and my market is normally middle school, and I've gone up to the college level with students. So it's not just young students, but it's that student that's in that educational realm. So like I said, from middle school up to college, I work with helping these students understand their potential for creating wealth, how to think and grow wealth in their lives, you know, from things that they enjoy doing. And that has been my target market. And like I said, over the last 5-7 years, it has really expanded much further than I think I would have gone in the real estate area. And like I said, I enjoy the real estate, but I love the educational part of seeing young people who have taken some of the trainings that I've done or the workshops that I've done, and seeing them 3 and 4 and 5 years later successful and happy in the things that they're doing in their lives, you know, 4 and 5 years later.
You know, it's amazing, Willie. You just went from enjoying to loving. And just to remind our listeners, we're talking today with Willie A. Price, and he also has published numerous books. And he talks about the goal of his presentations and workshops under the umbrella of understanding your you. No dream is impossible, from boys to men, and what's your next move. These are some of the titles that he used to help his participants to develop their self-awareness. He also allows them to know, to understand, and to recognize the reality of achieving their life and career goals as they focus on more self-awareness. And I'd like to suggest more self-awareness as they focus more as a part of the specialized knowledge, even as a young person, on understanding their power, the power of you and help. And also really for adults, you know, you may want to consider focusing this program that you have on adults also, because many times, you know, we are on our second career or third career, and we may not have found our voice yet in terms of that specialized knowledge, how we can take
We don't realize
really
what our potential
enjoy.
Is, what our power is,
Exactly,
exactly. What is your power? And that's why they're going from job to job, because they're more focused on a paycheck than they are on, okay, what am I good at that I can use to generate a paycheck or generate wealth?
Right.
And
right.
So
well,
that's
really,
why they're jumping from
We do have a caller. And if callers, if you're interested in asking Mr. Price a question, you can press 1 on your keypad. And we do have a caller that has a question, has raised their hand. Number 6481. Good morning, caller. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am wonderful and have enjoyed the conversation up to this point. One of the things that I'd like to ask the guest speaker is that one of the things that I've found with youth, particularly middle school, is that they are distracted. You know, given the fact that there's so many things that you can do with a phone, so many things that you could do on a pad, so much, they don't even look at TV anymore because they use their iPads and things as their television. They don't see their parents looking at television anymore. I said, so the real question is this. How do you encourage that person, that child, that is distracted with all these other things? They are distracted because most of their friends are average and try to keep all of their little buddies in their group as average. So I think that everything that you're saying is wonderful. Everything that I've seen with children that follow the program, it totally launches them from average to extraordinary. But the question really is, how do you focus that child that is continually distracted?
And that's where the power of you comes about, finding out what their interest is. What is it that if you had to do it every day, what would that be in your life? If you had to do something every day, what is it something that you enjoy, that you look forward to doing every day? And you find, because like I say, each child is going to be different. When you present this to them as to what is your interest, what is it you enjoy doing, then you take that interest and you show them how they can create money from it, create wealth from it, how they can use that to do some type of creation of wealth or business or opportunity. Kids love money. Adults love money. And that's what we talk about in my program. I told them, I said, I don't want any of you to be rich, but I'm going to show every single one of you how to be wealthy. And when you're wealthy, you want to play video games, instead of just playing video games, I'm going to show you how to teach people how to play video games, how to create a book that you can write and make money from creating that video, doing video games. And then you will generate wealth where you can do and enjoy life in any way you want, buy a home for your family. When you show them the benefit of wealth and what they can do with it, it starts to get their attention, because every kid, when you think about it, a kid who grew up with nothing and he's a sports star and he gets that big contract, the first thing he wants to do is go back and buy his mother a home. But if you have a kid who doesn't have that sports knowledge or that sports skill, and you show him how he can take his potential, his power, and create wealth where he can go back and buy his mother a home, do something better to help his family, that's going to get his attention. You have to find what it is that they're good at and show them how they can benefit from it to be able to do something better for not only themselves and their family. That's going to help them. That's going to get their attention, because then it's something geared specifically towards them. It's not just a general, you know, this is what this class is about. Now they see how they can apply it to them. And when they see how they can apply it to them, and it's not that difficult to do it, you don't need a math background. You don't need a reading background. You don't have to have any specific. All you have to have is that specialized knowledge of what it is you enjoy doing and being able to use that to excel. When they see that that's all they need to do, they're not only going to pay more attention to you, as they grow in this, they're also going to start to surround themselves with different kids. They're not going to be around those kids who are holding them back. So they're going to change their circles. And that's one of the things we talk about also with the kids. As you develop, as you become better, you're going to find that you're going to surround yourself with better. You're going to surround yourself with people who are going to be of like minds. That's where Matt hired the book as well. You're going to surround yourself with people who are going to help you to be better at whatever that power you have and help you to excel in it to create more wealth for yourself. That's what you have to do. You just have to help them find what it is, what their power is, and show them how it could be used to generate wealth for themselves, generate riches. Well, I say wealth. I don't talk about riches. So I hope that kind of answers you. Do you understand?
Caller, did that help?
Does that help?
Yes, caller, did that help?
Yes. Follow-up question, and this is really fast. Yes, it did help a lot. So you're saying that once you generate interest, they generate an interest in reading.
Well, exactly, because think about it. Now you'll find is that you don't have to tell them, okay, you need to read, okay, you need to do math. But the thing is, if you're showing them how to generate wealth, now as you start to accumulate this wealth, one of the things you're going to need to do is know how to manage your money. You don't have to say you need to know math. You need to know how to manage your money, which means what? They have to know how to do math. And as you start to generate your wealth and then your business, you're going to eventually have to start dealing with contracts. So you need to understand what's in your contract, which means what? You have to start working on your reading. See, then they see why they need to do it. If you don't have to tell them you need to read, you need to do math, they'll start to realize for themselves, okay, well, I need to work on my reading if I'm going to be doing contracts. I need to be working on this if I'm going to be, you know, my math so I can be able to count my money. See, they start to realize it for themselves without you telling them.
I just want to interject because we've all – I just want to interject, caller, and really we all have heard of a lot of people who did not read, and not that they didn't know how, and did not count their money and was taken big time by people who could read and who could count.
Exactly.
But they were, you know.
Exactly.
So these are some very intriguing questions and conversations. And, Mr. Price, we're going to have you come back and call her. Thank you so very much, because I do know that you know that we are out of time, and this has been a fast-paced show. And we would like to give Madam Caller, I don't want to call you out and call your name on the show, but if that works for you, and Mr. Price, we'd like for you to share with our listeners how they can reach you if they're interested in continuing this conversation with you and helping their youth have a better understanding of the power of you. So how can they reach you?
Well, the best way is you can email me, willieaprice@aol.com. That's willieaprice, P-R-I-C-E, @aol.com. Or if you just want to call me, 716-316-7776. That's my number. And like I said, I really, well, as you can see, I love what I do. And like that's the whole concept. When you love what you do, you can do it all the time. And I love working with young people. I love helping them reach their potential. So give me a call.
All right. Well, Willie Price, we thank you so very much for coming on our show today and sharing the chapter on specialized knowledge from the awesome book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And we will encourage all of our listeners and callers to join us every January for our annual meeting. And this year it will be held on January 5th, actually, in Boca Raton at the Embassy Suite, our annual Think and Grow Rich accountability meeting. And we will be focusing on every single individual, every single chapter in the book, and just sharing what we committed to do and whether or not we did it. So, Willie Price, we're going to look to see you in sunny South Florida, Boca Raton, along with many of our guests and callers, if you can add us to your calendar, and it's going to be a phenomenal way to start the new year. Again, I am Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you every Saturday morning as we think and grow rich and walk through this awesome book. Thank you, and see you next week. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you,
callers. All right.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Hello?